This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis a little bit later on. The popular Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership will stop by. Your phone calls always welcome. Tyler, ready to greet you. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Every person who places a Tailgate Moonshine order gets 50% off their next order at the merchandise store at danpatrick.com. The code will be emailed to you within 48 hours of your tailgate purchase. Please take me up on this offer. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And this first hour brought to you by our friends at TireRack.com. I just used them last week. Shipped the tires overnight. And it is easy to do. The official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. The easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Redestein tires. Special offers. Free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Play of the day. Stat of the day. Poll question. All of that coming up. The gang's all here, including Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. We know that the quarterbacking position is the most valuable position in the NFL, in all the sports. And if you have that great quarterback, he's going to elevate your team. Everybody knows that. But we're finding that quarterbacks and what they do off the field may be as valuable as what they do on the field. Take Tom Brady. Tom Brady restructured his contract quite a few times in New England. Now, he didn't take pay cuts. He just restructured it. He got paid all that money. He wasn't a mercenary. It's just you're shifting the money. Well, 6 Super Bowls later in New England, and we know how that helped that team. Patrick Mahomes is following that blueprint because if you go back to 2020, he had a team-friendly deal. And we said this at the time. I said, in this contract, he will be underpaid. He's already underpaid. But he decided that he was going to free up over $20 million in cap space this offseason. Now, he's still going to get that money. He just doesn't get that money now. What did the Chiefs do? They re-signed Chris Jones. Travis Kelce's still there. Creed Humphrey. Trent McDuffie. Legarius Sneed. He got the franchise tag. So Mahomes is competing with Tom Brady. That's what this is now. He's already a Hall of Famer. and now you want to see if you can get to 7 Super Bowls. How do you get to 7 Super Bowls? Because when you win, as Michael Jordan proved, if Michael Jordan didn't win a title, Michael Jordan wouldn't be the successful businessman that he is. When you win, you get paid. When you win, you get people who want you to endorse their products. He can make a lot of money, and he's made a lot of money on and off the field. But when you win, when you're in playoff games, when you're in Super Bowls, now all of a sudden State Farm wants you, Subway wants you. He's going to be in demand as long as he continues to win. And the way you continue to win is when you defer money. And you're, because you look at these quarterbacks, when you're making $50 million, $60 million, it's really hard. It's really difficult to have everybody else stay on the team. You know, we saw this in Seattle. Seattle, they were able to go to Super Bowls. They were able to afford some veteran players because Russell Wilson was on a rookie deal. And then all of a sudden, Russ got paid, and then you had to ship some guys out. It happens. You have a window here of about 4 years, maybe 5 years, and then all of a sudden, everybody wants to get paid. Look at Dallas now. Dak Prescott is probably going to make close to $60 million a year. Well, you still have to pay Micah Parsons. He's going to get $30 million a year. And then you're going to have CeeDee Lamb. He's going to want at least 25. Now it gets tight. Can you keep everybody? Can you afford to keep everybody? Look at the Steelers. You've got two quarterbacks that are going to cost you less than $5 million. Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson. You get Russ for $1.2 million. What a bargain. Didn't have to give up any draft picks. Now you have a chance to spread that wealth around, at least for a little while. Denver's picking up the tab with Russell Wilson. So you see it's formulaic, but you have to have that quarterback who knows, hey, I'll defer money if we can win. I'll restructure if we're going to win. And that's what Mahomes did yesterday. I'll free up $20 million. Well, $20 million can get you a couple players, and they needed to keep Chris Jones. And you got to keep that. That defense is why they won the Super Bowl. That defense is why they were great this year. They were able to keep those players now, and now you have Mahomes. Really, we're seeing Mahomes. It's just, okay, who you want to put in there? All right, seventh-round draft pick at running back. Yeah, we'll bring him in. These receivers who are dropping balls all season long, it's okay. We'll stay in games, and when we need to win a game, I'll be able to help you win that game. And that's what happened in Kansas City. And that's what happened in New England. And maybe these are the only two quarterbacks who can abide by this or believe in this or buy into this, that they'll be underpaid. But their payment, look at Tom Brady. If Tom Brady doesn't have 6 or 7 Super Bowls, Fox is not hiring him, so he gets a 10-year, $375 million contract. He's going to make more with Fox than he did on the field. But it's because he was a winner. Michael Jordan, a winner. We love winners. The guys who are fascinating, they don't win. Maybe they win a scoring title or a batting title. Maybe they lead the league in touchdowns. We like winners. We laud winners. We promote winners. We like to see winners. We like to be around winners. That's what happens. And Patrick Mahomes is doing the smart thing. If he said, no, I want the bag. I want my $59 million. I don't want to spread it out. Now all of a sudden it's going to cost him. But in the bigger picture, Patrick Mahomes is doing the wise thing. He's an investor. He's investing in himself. And Kansas City will reap the benefits. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
It is awesome to be seen as like team first and that selfless of a human while also still getting, just lottery-like money.
Yeah. He's doing well.
And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve every penny of it. I'm absolutely happy. But it is funny to get both of them at the same time. Like,
yes.
Look at how generous he is. Yeah. He's only taking, a $39 million bonus. That's amazing.
Well, yeah. How's he going to get by with that? But Brady, I think, got more credit than he deserved. They're like, well, look at Tom taking less. Well, he's just taking less now. He's going to get more later.
That first Patrick Mahomes deal was worth like $503 million and $477 is guaranteed. And they're like, look how generous he is. Like, He doesn't want to hurt the team.
Yeah.
Which I get. I do. Okay. It's just funny wording.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
You could look up Mahomes' entire contract online in detail and what it was yesterday and compared to what it is today. Like this year, he's going to make $9.8 million as his salary. But he had a kicker in his contract that said if he restructures in 2024, he gets $27 million as a restructure bonus. So he knew this was coming, and there's a bonus worked into his contract that if you restructure, you make $27 million more in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So there's a bonus off the restructuring. It's not just good of his heart. It's actually got, he gets $27 million more by shifting the money to later. But the Chiefs just don't have to pay it now. Yeah. It doesn't go against the cap.
That's awesome.
So what's poll question, Seton?
Let's see. We got a couple options here. Would you most want your team to sign a big-time wide receiver running back? And this is non-quarterbacks.
Okay.
You could put defensive back, defensive end, offensive tackle. We could populate that however way you would like.
Yeah. I would think certainly offensive line.
Yeah.
Edge rusher, defensive backs.
It feels like next to the quarterback, the edge rusher is the most important position after that.
Yeah.
They're sort of like opposite sides of the same coin, you know?
Yes. And, we saw Derrick Henry go to the Ravens. And it's like, okay, good. Good for him. Good for the Ravens. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Their running backs haven't stayed healthy the last couple of years. The Texans got Danielle Hunter, and he's an edge rusher. Now, he was with Minnesota. He's one of those guys, and I think if his name was Danny Hunter or D Hunter, it looks like it's Danielle Hunter, and it feels like people may shy away from saying that, you know, that guy in Minnesota, the Hunter guy, is really good. You know, we just have certain names where you go, I don't know how good he can be. His name is Danielle Hunter. He's really good. Like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. If he's just Shea Alexander, then we're going, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen Shea? Now it's like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter feels like he gets 12 sacks every year. I thought the Texans did well. They picked up Joe Mixon. And, you know, they're in it to win it now. I loved it. But Derrick Henry going to the Ravens, okay. I don't know how much he has left at age 30. But if you can get a season, it's a two-year deal. They didn't pay a lot. There'll be incentives in there. But if you could get a little bit of what Derrick Henry used to be, because he doesn't have to carry the ball 30 times now. Now you're asking him, maybe it's going to be 20. But there'll be strategically placed carries that, okay, now give it to Derrick Henry. I think that'll be the key. I think Pittsburgh did well picking up Patrick Queen. I know it's a middle linebacker. They've helped the secondary as well. And they get rid of Deontay Johnson. That feels like addition by subtraction. And now you send him to Carolina with Bryce Young. That's strange, though. If you're Russell Wilson, you come to town, and all of a sudden, one of your better receivers you're going to get rid of. That says a lot about what they thought about Johnson there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. So we'll talk some football with Jerome Bettis, the Hall of Fame running back, a little bit later on. And we had NCAA bids last night. Charleston, Oakland, Wagner, South Dakota State, and St. Mary's. You always have that outlier where you go, oh, they won 14 games and now they're going into the tournament. Is that Wagner? Did Wagner have like 14 or 15 wins?
Yeah, Wagner was 15-15 going in against last night against Merrimack. Merrimack is ruined.
Yeah, I watched a lot of these games last night. Charleston and Oakland and Wagner. I was watching those separate.
Wagner?
Wagner.
Umlaut.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe a little more impressive, Wagner. Wagner's on Staten Island, is that right?
Oh, look at you.
Well, I don't know if that's right.
Wagner College, Staten Island, New York.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. One Campus Road, Staten Island, New York.
Okay.
What a convenient name.
Yeah. And where's Oakland? Marvin, you know Oakland.
Detroit?
Yeah, I think it's Detroit.
Of course, it's not in Oakland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's right. Not.
I thought you were playing with us.
No. It's Detroit. South Dakota State is in South Dakota State. And St. Mary's. Anybody?
Also in St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. Does anybody know where St. Mary's is? Paulie?
The state of California?
I think it's in the state of California. Todd?
I was going to say Northern California.
Okay. Maybe we get the GPS and maybe we...
North Central California?
Yes, Marvin.
No, I was just laughing.
Oh, okay. All right. Where is St. Mary's? Where is the city? Todd?
Wherever Moraga is, M-O-R-A-G-A, I got to do a little more investigating, but it's in Moraga, California.
You're making that name
that
up.
That could be anywhere. That could be near Rancho Cucamonga or something.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, that's, like, that's in the valley. That's way south. Your ears pop going down there.
All right, so that happened last night with those teams, those schools, Charleston, Oakland, Wagner, South Dakota State.
It's Bay Area.
And St. Mary's. Yeah, Bay Area.
Which I think is kind of North Central California, if I'm not mistaken. Just saying.
North Cent.
Okay. All right. So
North Central sports leader.
What's the poll question we're going to go with? Hour one, Seton.
Let's see. We also, we could do, why don't we start with the off the Derrick Henry signing. Most impactful running back signing so far. With Derrick Henry to the Ravens, Saquon Barkley to the Eagles, Josh Jacobs signing with the Packers. Joe Mixon signing with the Texans is sneaky.
Yeah, they didn't have to give up much to get Joe Mixon.
Yeah, you're adding another piece there.
Yeah, I like that.
You're adding a piece.
Yeah, all right.
There's room for others.
I would still say Saquon Barkley because you got maybe the best running back going to the best team of all of these teams, or one of the best teams, because the Ravens were very good last year.
Yeah.
Texans a playoff team. Packers a playoff team. These playoff teams adding running backs, I find interesting. That the Eagles getting Saquon Barkley, Ravens a playoff team getting Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. Although Tony Pollard going to the Titans, not the same. Yes, Seton.
I'm just trying to figure out, and I know we do this every single offseason with the Ravens, but who are you going to stop there?
Well... during the regular season, probably not going to be able to stop the Ravens.
I mean, assuming everybody stays healthy.
But
right?
That's always
the knock.
Feels like when they get to the postseason, there's like a game plan to stop them. I don't know what it is, but every year it feels like, man, they're looking great. And then all of a sudden they get into the postseason and you go, what happened? They scored 9 points.
But now the only difference is that now you have, while he's a little older, you have this absolute dump truck of a human being. Be like, oh, okay, you're just going to like try to stop Lamar Jackson from running. No problem. We'll give it to this dude then instead. Stop him.
I just don't know how much he has left. There's a lot of mileage on that body.
Very true.
And you know, it's not like he shied away from contact.
Yeah.
It's like, I know he delivered pain, but he absorbed quite a bit. And I just don't know what you get with Derrick Henry. We love Derrick Henry. The person, he's always been enjoyable every Super Bowl that we see. But I just don't know at age 30 how much he has left. Or what you're asking him to do might be the better question. Yeah, Paulie.
Weird stat. I was just looking up Derrick Henry's mileage, and he's not in the top 40 in league history for carries in his career. He has 2,030 carries. That would not, again, he's 42nd all time.
Okay.
He has half as many as Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton. He has 1,700 fewer than Frank Gore, Curtis Martin. He eased into his career. The first 3 years, he didn't carry the ball a lot. Remember the DeMarco Murray days?
Yeah.
Shared ball. And then he had an injured season. He's had three monster seasons of like 325 plus carries.
Yeah.
So it's weird that mileage-wise, he may not be as much as we think, as much as age.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Okay.
Ezekiel Elliott has more career carries than Derrick Henry. A little bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, but
yep.
Zeke Elliott can't play anymore.
No, Zeke started out fast.
Yes, he did, and that's why I kept saying, you got everything you wanted out of him. Move on from him, Jerry Jones. He's like, I'm going to bring Zeke back. I go, no, what are you doing? Tony Pollard, I thought, was going to be a star this year in Dallas. I really thought, man, this is his year, and now he's with the Titans. That's how quickly it happens. And certainly at that position, you're like, yeah, we're going to let you go. Huh? Yes, Marv.
Paulie just brought up DeMarco Murray. He led the league in rushing 1 year. You look at league leaders in rushing, it's like, man, random names always come up. Always. That's how fast it goes.
All right, let me take a break here. We'll explore a couple other topics here coming up this hour. Next hour, Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership, and then Jerome Bettis in the final hour. Take a break. Your phone calls are welcome. Tyler's standing by to take those, settling on our poll question as well. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are certain teams that are hard to buy into. It just feels like the Chargers. Even with Jim Harbaugh there, and I've spoken about the Chargers, my love and appreciation of the Chargers for years, and they always disappoint. But every offseason or the start of a new season, I go, I don't know, Chargers, I don't know. Even with Jim Harbaugh there, I'm not buying in. It feels like everybody is up for being traded with the Chargers. They're marquee players except for Justin Herbert. They're wide receivers, some defensive players as well, and Jim trying to maybe mold, form that roster into what he's had when he was with San Francisco, what he had when he was at Michigan, what he had when he was at Stanford. The Ravens are another team like that. I just don't know if I can buy into them. I did say, you know, at the start of the season, that's where I would put my money. If I was trying to make money gambling, that I would put money on the Ravens because they had longer odds to win the Super Bowl. Well, even adding Derrick Henry there, And maybe I misspoke with the mileage on his body, because as Paulie said, you know, he's had 3 or 4 years where, you know, there was heavy lifting for him and the way the Titans used him. And maybe he's got something left at age 30, a couple of years that he can give them, but he's still 30. I mean, it's just that year, that number, especially at that position. We don't do that with other positions, but we do it running back. Once you get to 30, you're like, I don't know. That's a lot. But you look at what Emmett Smith did and what, I don't know, how many years did Emmett play? 16 years, something crazy. But he had over 4,000 carries over those. How many years did Emmett have, Paulie?
Emmett Smith in his career had, he's an all-time leader, he had 4,409 carries. That's double Derrick Henry plus 349.
Okay, but how long did Emmett play?
He played...
how many games did Emmett play? How many games does Derrick Henry play?
Okay, Emmett Smith played 15 years, 226 games.
Okay.
Derrick Henry has played 119 games. So pace-wise, they're similar.
Uh-huh.
But Emmett Smith was getting 300 carries at age 22 and age 32.
Yeah.
Walter Payton has the most 300-yard carry seasons at 10. If you took basically all the guys now combined, they don't have 10.
Yeah, that's not going to happen ever again.
No.
But and that's why I don't know of all the positions. When you think about it, what we're asking running backs to do to be considered for the Hall of Fame, as opposed to wide receivers, it used to be if you got 800 catches, maybe 900 catches, I mean, it was automatic. 1,000 catches, it was automatic. Now it's not. 1,000 catches is not automatic to make it into the Hall of Fame. Plus, you know, quarterback numbers. You know, the numbers that you put up, passing yards, touchdowns, like it's not automatic. Even your edge rushers who get more opportunity to get sacks. When you look back on the players who played in the 60s and 70s, even the 80s, your quarterbacks weren't throwing the ball 40 times. Therefore, you weren't getting, you know, the number of opportunities to pressure the quarterback. Back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you just didn't do that. You were throwing it, you know, 15, 18 times a game because you ran the ball. Now our running backs, it used to be you got to 10,000 yards. That felt like that was the line of demarcation. You were a Hall of Famer at 10,000 yards. Well, what is that line now? Is Derrick Henry a Hall of Famer? He doesn't have 10,000 yards. What's he have? Over 8,000 yards? Does that sound about right, Paulie?
Yeah, Derrick Henry in his career, he's led the league in rushing twice. He's got three seasons of 1,500-plus yards. His career has 9,500 yards.
Okay, but it doesn't feel like he's a Hall of Famer.
He feels like a throwback running back.
Though, yes, he does.
Where it was him and the rest of the team followed suit. How about this? Maybe for running backs, yards from scrimmage could be the new number because of how many receptions. Christian McCaffrey feels like he's on his way to the Hall of Fame, on his way. He led the league in rushing this year for the first time. But he's not going to finish probably with 10,000 yards, but he's going to finish with like 9,000 yards and 700 catches, which is nuts. And McCaffrey's going to have, you know, 3 or 4 seasons with 2,000-plus yards from scrimmage. Maybe that's the number because so many, it's such a reception position now.
Yeah. Well, it's a hybrid, but it leans more towards receptions than it does rushing yards. But I don't know. I think we're going to have to change the qualifications for, you know, Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer. Just because he compiled all those yards. Hard to keep him out. You know, Curtis Martin, these guys who get 12,000 yards. Like, what is a Hall of Famer now? Now, Terrell Davis got injured. Well, he was won a couple of Super Bowls, rushed for over 2,000 yards. But I just, it feels like you can have a 5-year window where you're a Hall of Famer at that position. I don't know if there's another position where you could have a Well, Mahomes is a Hall of Famer. After, you know, a 5-year window. Yes, Eden.
If you want to get running backs paid, start calling them wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how much longer, if the game keeps going that way and you start splitting your stats between rushing and receiving, when does that scale tip before you start seeing the union say, these guys are actually not running backs anymore?
Well, it used to be your middle linebacker got paid, and now nobody wants to be labeled a linebacker. Jimmy Graham didn't want to be labeled a tight end. He wanted to be labeled a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because we have you know, these salaries that are attached to those positions. You don't want to be a defensive back. Or you want to be a defensive back. You don't want to be a safety because safeties don't get paid. You want to be a defensive back, but they don't allow you that designation. Yeah, Pauline.
This might be a tough one. Let's say Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey are up against each other for the Hall of Fame. Derrick Henry has 9,500 rushing yards. He only has 155 receptions career. He's a check down back. He's not a part of the passing game.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey has 6,100 rushing yards, quite a bit less than Derrick Henry, but he's at 509 receptions in his career. And they're real receptions. They're like in the passing game. Which career would you want? The dual threat or the classic running back?
Well, how old is McCaffrey?
He is turning 28 this season. Derrick Henry's 30 this season.
Okay. Well, I think to judge it fairly, then we'd have to look at, you know, McCaffrey in 2 years of where he is with his numbers. And if, let's say he gets 2,400 yards the next 2 years rushing.
McCaffrey had his best season this year. 1,500 yards rushing, led the NFL, 14 touchdowns rushing. He also had 67 receptions. He led the league in yards from scrimmage at 2,023. He also led the league in touches with 339.
Yeah, I'd like to see where he is at age 30. So this season, next season, going into age 30. Plus, you're going to get opportunities with the 49ers. You know, that is a, you know, action-packed, balanced team. And they utilize him, you know, it's a situational football where do you need him to run? Do you need him to catch a pass out of the backfield? Yes, Marv.
With Derrick Henry, will a Super Bowl help his chances? Like if he's a big part of the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. But you don't get credit when you're a running back, it feels like, winning a Super Bowl unless you're Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis got into the Hall of Fame because he helped lead Denver and John Elway to Super Bowl wins. Without that, he's just a good running back. But I think because you win Super Bowls, and was he a Super Bowl MVP in one of those two, I
sure
believe?
Sure was. The first one against the Packers. Then Elway got the Falcons.
Thank you, Tom. Didn't know you were here today. Woke you up with that one. Yeah.
He sure was, Dan. I'm sorry. Orlandis Gary.
27 carries. 217.
Very nice.
Rare case of having the information too quickly.
Yes,
Todd.
That's true.
You were too fast with it this time. Normally we're too slow, but this... Whoa, hey, slow down. That was too good, Todd.
Easy.
Stop it.
And he had the migraine headaches, and in spite of that, he still led them to that Packers.
Let me try that again. Was Terrell Davis...
He won the Super Bowl.
No, you got to slow it down. Slow it down. That's where you go, he was MVP. Yes, he was.
There was Super Bowl 32, and then 33 was against the Falcons.
Yeah, a little too quick there. Little too quick.
Well, you want a safe bet? A running back not winning Super Bowl MVP. It is such an uphill battle. Remember James White?
Well, he should have been MVP.
Everyone thought that, but it
should have been MVP.
It's like Brady's until someone takes it away.
Yeah, but Brady didn't deserve the Super Bowl MVP when Malcolm Butler made that catch. Malcolm Butler won a Super Bowl. That play won a Super Bowl. That's the most valuable player. Without him, they don't win the Super Bowl. Then Tom Brady doesn't win the MVP. But you're right about a running back, you know, Timmy Smith. But Timmy Smith wasn't even the MVP, was he, in that Super Bowl? He rushed for over 200 yards?
No.
Doug Williams was?
I think Terrell Davis might be the last running back to win MVP.
In a Super Bowl.
I'm checking. I don't have anyone since him.
Yeah.
And Emmitt Smith got one. And there's not that many. You got to go back to John Riggins. Marcus Allen is more common.
Yeah. Yeah, not going to happen unless you get 15 receptions out of the backfield and, you know, maybe you get a one-yard touchdown run. Positions changed. But I wonder, though, if you look at what the stats are going to be. Like, baseball got to the – if you're going to get into the Hall of Fame, you got to have 500 home runs or you have to have 3,000 hits. Now, pitching, we've had to redefine what is a Hall of Fame starting pitcher. If you get to 200 wins now – are you an MVP? Are you a Hall of Famer? So we've redefined what it is for a starting pitcher, and we are redefining what it is for a running back to get into the Hall of Fame. And I thankfully don't vote on this because you are changing lives when you're voting somebody in or not into the Hall of Fame. But after Verlander, Clayton Kershaw, who else do you look at and go, all right, that's a Hall of Fame pitcher. of today's pitchers. Because Verlander's going in, Kershaw's going in. I don't know if it's first ballot, but probably so. Who's going to have the longevity? And are you just going to have guys who are five innings, six innings? Nobody completes games anymore. Got a better chance, I think, as a closer. You get an opportunity, more opportunities. Yes, Pauline.
Without knowing the stats, does Max Scherzer feel Hall of Famish?
Yeah.
The name feels like it.
Yes. Yes, I would say Max is a Hall of Famer. Who else pitching today? Hall of Famer. Yes, Marv.
Maybe Garrett Cole?
Not this season.
Yeah, well, he had an MRI.
Ooh. Scherzer has three Cy Youngs. That's the golden ticket.
Yes. He's Hall of Famer.
Dang. Yeah. He's got three Cy Youngs and eight top five for Cy Youngs.
Yeah.
What a run. Wow.
Yeah, Verlander, Scherzer, Clayton, yeah, those are Hall of Famers. But I don't know who that next wave is, you know, as far as Hall of Fame. Yeah, Pauline.
We did a poll question about 6 years ago. Would you rather be a Cy Young winner or date Kate Upton? And Kate Upton won like 84%.
Yeah.
A lot of guys win the Cy Young.
Yeah.
Like yearly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd date Kate Upton over a Cy Young.
I don't want to be Pat Henke.
Pat Henke.
Deep cut.
Wow. Dang.
No offense, Pat.
No Corey Kluber.
Sorry, Blake Snell.
Blake Snell doesn't have a team right now.
No, he doesn't.
Or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
No, probably not true. Yeah. Yeah, that whole starting pitcher. Who are the up-and-comers? You know, what does Shohei Ohtani have to do? Because that's a unique career. Like At what point does he become a Hall of Famer? What does he have to do? Is he going to continue to pitch? Can he continue to pitch? If he doesn't, can he be a Hall of Famer? I don't even know if it matters to him, but that'll be difficult to judge. And playing with the Dodgers now, you're going to be able to play in some big games. That's what we want to see. We want to see what you do when you get to the postseason. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls. We've got our play of the day up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Turner, left side, got it!
I'm
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Giving season for the Jackrabbits, William Kyle.
What half is this again? Because that's exactly how the first half started. The second half, the same way. Kyle has had four monster jams.
That's courtesy of CBS Sports Network, South Dakota State's William Kyle. Starts the second half with a ferocious dunk as the Jackrabbits win the Summit League Tournament. They also held Tommy Bruner, the nation's leading scorer, to 17 points, 7 under his seasonal average. March Madness. Play of the day brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. They are going to help you find a job, and they don't charge you anything. No fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find their location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Dan Orlovsky coming up next hour. Get his thoughts on the possibility of Justin Fields staying with Chicago or going to another team to be a backup. This was suggested to me yesterday by somebody I would consider in the know, not an insider, but somebody who is in the NFL, and said, what about putting Justin Fields in New York with the Giants? I said, okay. You get to push Danny Dimes a little bit. Maybe this will be the last year for Daniel Jones with the Giants. Maybe Justin Fields there. You're not winning anything this year, but what about Justin Fields there? I said, all right, sure. I mean, it's not my franchise. All right. Jimmy G is being released. What a strange career. Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe, is being released today or released yesterday. Got paid, but kind of a strange, strange trip that it's been for Jimmy G. All right, we'll get to some phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Nick Saban had some comments. He was at a Senate roundtable, and he was talking about players and their parents and money. Here's the former Alabama head coach.
All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always was about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast, and she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this?
He also had other thoughts on name, image, and likeness.
As I said before, name, image, and likeness is a great opportunity for them to create a brand for themselves. I'm not against that at all. But to come up with some kind of a system that still can help the development of young people, I think, is paramount to the future of college athletics.
It is, but, you know, I don't know if anybody spoke up on behalf of the players when coaches decide to take another job. When they recruit you and you go there and you say, I'm here to be coached by you and developed by you. And then all of a sudden you happen to take another job. I don't hear any coaches, didn't hear any coaches saying, hey, you know what? That's not fair to the kids. Or you know what? Coaches should have to sit out a year like we made players sit out a year. It's just the sport has been turned upside down. And now the coaches who were in complete control, and they're control freaks, now they have a problem because there is no control. It is out of hand. And yes, the players are asking for how much money they can make. It is discouraging from the standpoint of you're going to be 3 years at a university, and maybe you get your degree because when your career ends, if you have an NFL career, then you have something that you can kind of fall back on, and that is a college degree. And it should still mean something in college athletics. I don't know if it does anymore. Not with the players who can go in and demand money. And you know what's happening and will continue to happen? And I've said this and shouted this. You're going to have players who are going to take this year by year. Hey, I had this year. Look at the numbers. Who wants to pay me? And then you could go to that school. There's no penalty. You can go to that school. And then if you have a great year there, you know what they're saying now? They're saying to their coaches or athletic directors, hey, I'll stay, but you got to match this. That's what's going on. Yeah, Paul.
To be fair to Nick Saban, he talked for a little bit longer, and he did say, you know, he's not against NIL. He's against how NIL has changed from being name, image, and likeness to purchasing players out of high school, and which is not what it was intended for. And he's saying that is the how NIL got corrupted or co-opted.
How many universities, how many football programs benefited from buying players before it was NIL? They bought players.
But he's also...
Nobody said, boy, we shouldn't be buying players. They bought players.
He's in favor of players getting paid through NIL. He's actually said, I'd be in favor of revenue sharing of a program. If your program profits, the players would be revenue sharing. He goes, I'm not in favor of 17-year-olds dictating their entrance fee before they've done anything to earn NIL.
Well, then don't pay them. You don't have to pay them.
Yeah. Then you can't compete.
So though. Now, well, I mean, if you're going to rage against the machine here.
Well, NIL is not intended as a recruiting tool to...
Of course it's not. But paying kids under the table wasn't supposed to be a recruiting tool as well. Now it's above board. Now people have a problem with this. There were players who asked for things. You know, I played basketball in the summer with a guy who went to college and wanted a car. He wanted a Mercedes, a two-seater Mercedes, and he got it. Okay? That's not NIL. That is cheating. Now, it's just above board. And these coaches are like, wait a minute, everybody else gets to do this? We used to be able to pay our players. Now everybody can, you know, give them money. Yes, Eden.
And I mean, I think that, you know, those players, their play in high school is what has earned that money. It has nothing to do with what they do after the fact. If that's what they're going to do, that those stars next to their name,
yeah,
to some degree, were absolutely earned by their place. The very reason Nick Saban is talking to them. And that's why they get it. That's why they've earned that money.
And I know they're not supposed to get money before they get there. You know, the collectives are supposed to give you the money. I mean, come on. It's silly to think that, you know, hey, it was okay when we could pay these players. Certain schools paid these players. It was okay then. You know, we had control. Now they don't have control, and other universities have money, and they're spending it. Yes, Eden.
Sometimes the cost or the price of great wealth and power and control is self-awareness. And Nick Saban sounds like he is suffering from that exactly right there, where he has made so much money for so long and that he absolutely believes that those kids that he's bringing in, that him and his wife are talking to their parents and stuff, they're being paid by his wisdom and his presence. And that doesn't actually always pay the bills. Those kids have families and they're coming from certain places. And Nick Saban, while he has earned... he's been the highest paid state employee, I'm sure, for the last 17 years. He believes that just his words and his coaching is enough payment for those kids. And that's not actually how life works.
Yeah, and we're finding these coaches. You know, this is Nick Saban said when he retired, well, it wasn't really NIL. Now we're finding it really was NIL that was driving him out of the business. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, had that become such a 180, that was like not the reason at all. And now it seems to be the reason why he decided to step down.
All right, hour two coming up. We'll talk to Dan Orlovsky of The Mothership. Get his thoughts on Ravens really improved themselves greatly by picking up Derrick Henry. Any other moves that are still to happen? And where does Justin Fields end up? Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.